So at this point, we want to talk to you about the Christmas story. Did you get a bulletin when you came in? Do you have a bulletin in your hand or in your lap? You can see that there's a verse from the Bible there. That's Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, is it not? I think it is. And so I'll read it to you if you don't have one. And it says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which is Hebrew. It's Joshua, and it means God saves. You will call his name God Saves, for he will save his people from their sins. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? If sin was something like, you know, a pocket full of lead weight, and you couldn't go swimming with it because it would drag you down, 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 that God made a plan to get people out of that. And that's the message of Christmas, and that's what these guys, you know, when the baby comes, isn't that wonderful news? Isn't that just everything? And just, do you have a guilty conscience about something? And you go, I know what I did. I shouldn't have done it. I can't fix it. I can't change it. God says, I know. And there's relief. When he told Adam and Eve, don't do it. And they said, I think I'll do it. And he went, you shouldn't have done that. He knew they were going to do it. He made a plan. And in Jesus Christ fixes it. He'll save people from their sins. So this isn't a place to say, and you're one of them, you sinner. You know, I mean, everybody who looks in the mirror knows. Right? We have varying degrees of how convinced we are that something's up and that we'll have to answer for it. But everybody knows. And so here we come together and go, whew. So Fred and I, we got together earlier in the week and we're talking about, you know, what do you say on Christmas that doesn't murder the audience and just, you know, too much, you know, beat it. Like, I come here every Christmas. I think I know the story, right? But this is, in fact, right now, the third Sunday of Advent. So we were talking about Advent, and, you know, the word Advent means arrival. So all that is preparing your heart for the arrival. And so Fred and I were sitting here batting it back and forth, you know, arrival of what? Well, yes, arrival of, you know, baby Jesus at Christmas time. The arrival. The Mary on a donkey, wobble, wobble. You know, speed bumps don't help you if you're expecting and it's week 42, you know. But there she was, and the time came to have the baby. We prepare ourselves for the arrival of Christ. Like we prepare ourselves for Christmas coming. But it's just a day in the week. It's a day in the year. And it's, you know, in all honesty, Christians have to admit they don't know when Jesus was born. Right? And the history shows that it was already a feast that other people were using, and Christians said, aye, let's have a party on that day. But there is something about preparing the heart for Christ. But it's not just one day a week when you don't, you know, honk your horn at the person in traffic, right? It's not just, hi, here's your present. I got to go because there's other relatives and they live across town. So we were talking about is preparing for our hearts for the arrival of Jesus Christ another time. The Christian story has this, it's judgment. It's judgment. And so, oh no, except remember the good news? And you have it in your bulletin again, right? He's coming to save people from their sins. So judgment isn't, Jesus is coming, look busy, right? Judgment isn't, oh no, it's real, Jesus is coming, right? Jesus is coming is, oh, Lord, stop this strife, stop this grind, stop this suffering. God, deliver us from our sins.